we talked about dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And you love dogs, and you love to write, and you're a good writer. And, and here's a booklet, Dogs Who Owned Me by Al Langer. Tell us what dogs meant to you.
Well, the thing I like about dogs is that if nothing else, they're faithful. They love you no matter what.
Yeah.
That's why I always say, if you are brimming with self-confidence, get a cat.
Right.
Because, you know, cats don't care.
No, they don't.
But like here with Gabby, if I'm gone for an hour, when I come back, she go, oh, where have you been all my life? You know.
Yeah.
So that's what I like about dogs. And, of course, I've lived alone for the last 25 years, so they're my companions.
Yeah. And you've had many of them.
Well, actually, in the last 50 years, she's my fifth one, one at a time.
Gabby is your fifth one, and mm-hmm. she's been here checking in on us every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
You've written about these dogs. It's pretty remarkable.
Well, actually, it's in their words.
In their words, right. And here's Gabby's story, as barked to Al Langer. And I'm such a dog lover myself.
Yeah, I thought you might like that, so I'll make sure you got the copy of it.
It is absolutely wonderful.
Oh, they're a delight. They can be a nuisance sometimes.
So can people.
Well, and you know, the nice thing about dogs is that they wag their tails instead of their tongues.
Right. What do you want visitors to our website to take from our time here today and your story?
Well, I want it to be like a cautionary tale, because the famed philosopher George Santayana in 1905 said, if we do not remember the past, we are condemned to repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what I want people to take from
it. And we hear recently, too, the anti-Semitism in Germany amongst the young.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are still neo-Nazi groups, and they're everywhere. And it's so ironic that the whole thing started in Germany, because the German Jews were the most assimilated of all.
Hmm.
They considered themselves German first. Times do change. That's the whole thing.
Well, we have survivors, Polish and German survivors living in Oklahoma. We have a former CEO of St. John Medical System, Sister Gottschalk.
Uh-huh.
In her interview, she was 8 years old. She was German, and she talked about, as children, they had to greet each other with Heil Hitler. She talks about how silly they thought that was, and as children, we didn't do it until some German officer heard them and reported them to their parents that they hadn't greeted as Heil Hitler. So in our town, we have the German side of a child who, at that age, saw this as ridiculous.
Yeah, and some people, you know, they feel guilt where there shouldn't be any. Like, I know a lady, she was born in Germany, and her parents were German, so she felt guilt. I said, no, if anything, you can feel shame, but not guilt, because you didn't do anything.
Right.
You know, you just happened to be German.
Was there a poem that you had, Look Around You?
Yeah.
Can you recite that, or can you? Oh, there's Gabby.
Gabby
must be a mailman or something.
Maybe a mailman, yeah.
Can you recite that poem?
Look around you, and what do you see? Do you see things as they are, or the way they ought to be? The poor yearn to be rich. The weak want to be strong. Some fit right in, while others never belong. The old wish to be young. The young want to age. Some people are mellow. Others are seething with rage. The world is a stage full of grouches and clowns, some filled with laughter, others bearing frowns. The clever act like fools, the fools pretend to be smart. Some reach their goals, others know not where to start. We hear voices of hope and those of despair, some denoting glee, others gloom beyond compare. Dreams are ephemeral, yet dreams can come true. We stumble and fall, then we start anew. Some hear heavenly melodies, others nary a sound. Some reach for the stars, others never leave the ground. Look around you, and what do you see? You see things as they are, and the way they ought to be.
That was a poem written by you. Yes. Al Langer.
That was by me.
How would you like to be remembered?
Well, that's a good question. I think I would like to be remembered as an amiable fellow, you know, that really doesn't bear grudges. I don't believe in grudges. Because I know even some families, for years, don't even speak to each other over something that happened years ago.
Yeah.
And nothing of consequence, really. But those probably are the more, how shall I put it? They're the more determined ones, that their way has to be right. It's like saying my way or the highway.
Well, I just want to thank you, Al, for taking time to do this. You've told it many, many times, and I know there's a good reason for you to do it. We need to remember the past. So thank you. Do I say shalom?
Shalom is good. Shalom is an all-around greeting. It's kind of like in Hawaii, it's aloha.
Mm-hmm.
That's shalom. And of course, shalom means peace.
Peace, right. Can you do a parting greeting in Hebrew?
Lehitraot, until we meet again.
All right, thank you.
How is that?
That's good.